I didn't start selling digital products until about a year and a half into business. But since then, it has been something I've replicated again and again. But you just switch out the marketing strategy based on what's current and working today.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Sometimes we just need to be reminded of the things that we love and enjoy and have somehow forgotten about somewhere along the way because life got busy and we got distracted with other things. I know lately could not be truer for me in so many regards, not just one, but so many signs of things I had forgotten that were, not that I had forgotten that they were important to me, but forgotten how much I truly enjoyed them. Last weekend was a great example. I got the opportunity to go to a gala, which, first of all, any excuse for me to wear a ball gown, I'm so here for. I love to dress up. I love to do fancy makeup and fancy hair. Like, it is just so fun. And I haven't had a ton of opportunities to do that since college. So this is definitely like once in a blue moon kind of thing. And I loved it, but not for the reasons I thought I would. I thought it was going to be all about looking a certain way and getting that cute picture with my spouse. But I was really surprised by how I felt being in the room. Working online can be such an isolating activity where we're constantly behind our computers or our phones and we're in our own homes and we're sitting around in pajamas or sweatpants and not really connecting with other people. And I get it. There's a huge part of me that loves that. I love the flexibility of being home. I love not having to commute. I'm an introvert. And so not being around people constantly is definitely what's best for my energy. However, being in community reminds us of how much we are alike, how many things we have in common, and how simple these complications can sometimes be when you get an outside perspective. I sat in a room. It was a Chamber of Commerce, kind of like annual gala event. There were easily 500 people there, easily. You know, this wasn't just the business owners. This was their spouses or their employees that were also attending. And it was an opportunity to talk about business in a way that I don't normally get the chance to, because everyone in the room is local. And the majority of these businesses also market local. They're not necessarily online. There's a handful of entrepreneurs, but that's definitely not like the typical in the room. That being said, the challenges they face are the same. We had an opportunity to talk with someone about staffing and team and management. We talked to somebody else about ad spend and how intimidating that can be. And it was just like all of these little nuanced stories that I'm like, dang, like, why do we think that we're always so alone in this? And so this is just your quick reminder to put yourself in the room and find a community of people that you can be your full self with who actually get it. And they don't have to be just like you. Like, in fact, I think sometimes them being from a different like subset is good for us. It exposes us to new opportunities and really gives us a chance to listen. And I am having so much fun. And I can't wait to get more involved this year. I really miss being involved in my local entrepreneurial community. But like so many of you, when COVID hit, I was home for years and I didn't do a lot of extracurricular things. And so I'm looking forward to getting more involved in my community in this year of 2024. Now, just as a quick note, if you love this show, make sure you're subscribed. Whether this is the first time you've listened or your 100th time you've listened, make sure you hit the subscribe button so it'll automatically download new episodes so you can have those on the go wherever you're at. You subscribing, leaving a rating and review, it helps keep this show running and helps us get really quality sponsors so that we can continue to operate this show and provide it for free. Now, speaking of community, now while I can't always give you that in-person experience, I can give you a space to be yourself online. And one of my favorite places to hang out right now is absolutely over on Instagram. If you have not yet followed me there, like, it's a party. So head over to Boss Project. My personal profile is linked in the bio at Abigail Says. Hit follow and make sure you're following along. Check my stories. You can even turn on notifications for new posts and new reels. I would love to see you over there. Introduce yourself and really start to engage with the other people who are around. But Instagram specifically is a lot of what we're talking about today, specifically how to monetize on Instagram and what I have done to really make that plausible and simple and a replicatable process in my own business that doesn't take all my time up. I can't wait to dive into the specific strategies, but I do want to start a little bit before this because I think a lot of you will relate to how I even got here. And I want you to see this not just as do this, do that, do this, do that, have some sort of step-by-step to follow. I want you to see why it's important and what it can do for you far beyond just the dollars in your bank account. I think there's so much opportunity here, and I want to make sure that you're really seeing the full picture. Last fall, I was going through a lot of transitions personally and feeling a little bit lost as to what my role looked like in the company as things were shifting around and transitioning. And I was wondering how I was supposed to show up. What was my role supposed to be? Who needed me? Why did I need certain things or want certain things? And what were those things? I was so far away from what any of that was. I felt really disconnected. And I'd been in business a really long time. And I think as much as I didn't want to admit it to myself then, I'm very willing to say now that I was burnt out. I was tired. I was frustrated. I was doing a lot of complaining. And, you know, the complaining was grounded in a feeling like I didn't have control over a lot of situations in my business. And I think a lot of other people can relate to that. You know, you're at the whims of what is social media going to do? How are the algorithms changing? What is the economy like? How is buyer behavior changing? Like all of those things impact you every single day, and you don't get to make choices about them. They just happen to you and you have to react and respond. But I also knew I didn't want to do anything else. Like feeling burnt out was not a sign for me that I should leave or walk away. Feeling burnt out was a sign for me that I needed to reassess and figure out, how can I relight that flame? How can I feel good at work again? How can I find inspiration and connection and grounding and purpose? And where can I look for it? And what does it look like? And how do I get there? And like any other time I've been burnt out in business, which is definitely not the first time. When you've been in business 8, almost 9 years, this isn't something that just never happens. It's something that'll pop up. You know, sometimes it'll be 6 months, sometimes it'll be 18 months, sometimes it'll be 2 weeks before you're kind of back in it. And I've done it enough times to know that it really took stepping back. What do I want? Where do I want to go? What does that look like? And the more I thought about all of those things, I realized for myself that I craved being creative. I craved creating. And I started this business with a lot of content. Like I was constantly writing and sharing and posting and producing. And somewhere along the way, I became very behind the scenes, operational, sales, you know, logistics. And while I'm good at those things, that's not necessarily the part of the business that like lights me up. I wanted to figure out, how can I make sure that the operations continue to run and things are still successfully happening on the back end, but I can do more of what I actually enjoy in my business? And how can I get back to that? So for a multitude of reasons, I kind of wanted to do two birds with one stone. You know, I wanted to figure out how to be creative, but I also knew what the business needed. And I've talked about it before, but ultimately, every business needs visibility. You need visibility in order to drive new people to discover your brand, discover who you are, earn their trust, and ultimately start them down a sales pipeline of some sort. And if you're always just in nurture mode, eventually you're going to run out of leads to nurture because you're going to convert them all, which is not a bad thing. But unless you want your business to shrink at some point, like you got to maintain the flow. You got to keep bringing people in the door. And visibility hadn't been something I personally focused on in a very long time. So I knew it was a necessary piece of the puzzle. I also knew creating content specifically was something I deeply enjoyed and had gotten away from because life got busy and I was focused on other things. And I was wondering, how can I do both in a way that I'm driving visibility that's actually helpful to the business, but that I'm not just creating content for the sake of creating content, but that it's content that has a purpose, content that is driving ideal potential clients to me and converting them. And I'm not a stranger to this. So I don't want you to think I like woke up someday and was like, now I'm going to monetize Instagram. Like, no, I've been monetizing social media platforms for 8, almost 9 years. And all of these things have trends. Like certain platforms will have an algorithm that works a certain way. And if you do XYZ actions, you're going to get XYZ results. And that will be true for a period of time. And then either the algorithm changes or what they're focusing on pushing changes, and you're going to have to come up with a new strategy or potentially even change what platform you have your focus on. And Instagram has been a part of that in the past. I grew really quickly on Instagram when I first started in business and, you know, way back in like the flat lays days of Instagram when everything was hyper curated, I loved it. It was so much fun. And that wasn't a strategy that stuck around forever. I pivoted just like so many other people did. And I kind of let that thing sit on the side. And I was like, what is working right now? If you were to go out into the market and you could pick anything, I knew there had to be a social platform that was successfully driving free and organic traffic. And how do you take advantage of it? So, you know, in the past, this historically has been something I've done. And the strategy has always been take free and organic traffic, push it to a low-priced entry digital product, and convert the most ideal prospects into leads who paid to join my list. So that, like, as the overarching strategy has been the same the entire time. Not the entire time I've been in business. I didn't start selling digital products until about a year and a half into business. But since then, it has been something I've replicated again and again, but you just switch out the marketing strategy based on what's current and working today. So, you know, in all honesty, I had been paying attention to what was happening over on TikTok for quite some time. And there was a huge part of me that regretted not, you know, jumping on board in early 2020. But there was just like something in the back of my mind that was bugging me about it, and that the people that were predominantly growing on TikTok were still entertainers. Like, not to say that businesses weren't being successful there, but the majority of the businesses that were being successful on TikTok were specifically product-based businesses that could show their product. And then there was the influencers / content creators that are really just entertaining you with their content and monetizing that traffic. But I didn't necessarily see a ton of like traditional businesses being successful on that platform. And since then, I've definitely discovered some opportunities there, but it doesn't necessarily seem to be the norm or like a typical strategy, which if it's not the norm, then sometimes you're kind of swimming against the current a little bit and can be challenging to get off the ground. Not that it's not possible, but I wanted to look for not only what was going to work for me, but what was going to have the biggest opportunity for my clients so that I could turn around and share the strategies that are working today. Because that's what's really grown my business. Being able to try, test, and report on what's working, and then teach other people how to do it successfully. And marketing is one of those things that is rapidly evolving, and you have to stay up on what's current. So after enough of like the kind of observation over on TikTok and feeling like I had a ton of resistance around it, the resistance creating video, resistance with like talking head type videos. And I had tried some and, you know, started and stopped a handful of times, but it was just wasn't something that was sticky for me. And so, you know, I always knew that Instagram is where I continued to show up, but I had sort of put down a lot of areas of it. And I was primarily focused on just sharing my day-to-day life and stories, which meant that people were watching and consuming that content and I was nurturing them, but I wasn't growing my following because stories don't tend to reach a ton of new people. It's not necessarily something that attracts new people. And so I wanted to figure out what is successfully working for people on Instagram. And I spent months observing, like starting last fall, really paying attention to what was working, tried a handful of things, wasn't totally sure. And then I realized that a big part of it was I was watching people that had had the majority of their growth years ago. years ago, like people who had decently large accounts now, but, you know, they grew their account 5 years ago to that and have kind of just maintained it, but their engagement has slowly gone down and their reach isn't as much as it used to be. And I was like, wait a second, like I'm watching the wrong people. Like I'm paying attention to the wrong people. And I started paying attention to people that I had never heard of before, who had like seemingly come out of nowhere and were growing rapidly. And I could tell weren't just getting followers, but were successfully monetizing that traffic. And I was trying to figure out what is working for them and how is it different than all the people that are staying stagnant? Because I felt like, you know, Instagram's been around long enough that there were people that were doing okay, just like maintaining what they had, but they had stopped growing a long time ago. People who had kind of abandoned ship, and then these new people that were just coming out of nowhere. And so if you can successfully still grow on this app and it can successfully still send traffic to products, like what's working? I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. A short answer is it is so much simpler than I think people realize. So much simpler. And I found that when I really understood the strategy and I implemented it and then was consistent at it, and when I say consistent at it, I don't mean perfect. I don't mean like, you know, not that I was ever on Snapchat, but I hear there's a thing called Snapchat streaks where you like do it every day and like you want your streak to get longer or whatever. Like that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. Like I am not perfect. I have things that come up in my life. I'm not posting at the same time. I'm not consistently always putting two or always putting three things out into the world or whatever. Like there is an ebb and flow to it. But overall, in comparison to the previous multitude of years, it is much more consistent than it was. And I wasn't just doing whatever. I was specifically modeling what was successfully driving traffic for other people. And holy moly. So I knew I had kind of, quote unquote, like figured it out at the end of December, but I knew if I really wanted it to be strategic. Like, I needed to commit to it in a certain way and, like, really determine to show up. And so what I decided at the very end of 2023 was that I was going to show up every day. I was going to post 1 to 2 reels a day that were designed to drive traffic. And I was going to go against the grain and not send it to a lead magnet. I was going to send the majority of that traffic to a low price digital product. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. It is absolutely freaking wild. So I did it very, very, very diligently for the first 30 days. And since then, I've kind of ebbed and flowed since. But in the first 42 days alone, so just under 6 weeks, I had 222 new students from just Instagram. And this was having not really, I mean, I had posted reels before, don't get me wrong, but I had never used this as a strategy to push towards a digital product. I just hadn't. And for this to be the results for my first 6 weeks, like actually committing to this, freaking wild. So 222 new students, $19,698 in cash only from Instagram. So this was new income. You know, I still had emails going out and podcasts going out and partnerships, you know, brand deals, you know, things happening with podcast sponsors, all of that. This was on top of everything that was already working, because I never really had in my mind that digital products needed to be my whole business. To me, it's always been an entry point. It's been a way to attract people and get them in the door. It is a visibility strategy that helps earn their trust and show value all in one step. And it really just speeds up the rest of the process. But the wild thing is the projected earnings from just these new people. Like, yes, I brought almost $20,000 in cash in the business, but the projected earnings of just the new people in my world are $131,404.02. What? Like, what? So clearly, I felt like I had struck gold in a lot of ways. Not to say that I think everyone is going to get the exact same results or have the same success or whatever. Like, there's no way I can guarantee that. However, this wasn't with a massive account. The majority of these reels were posted on my personal account with less than 5,000 followers. And I was simultaneously testing starting a brand new account. So I had a brand new account with 0 followers that I started posting on. So the income was split between those two. Are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? I am so blown away of how effective this is. And I don't know how long it's going to last. Like, it definitely feels like one of those things that could change at any time. But why not take advantage of what's working right now? And in the past, I think I've seen a lot of people wait to jump on, I don't want to call them trends, because when we say trends, I feel like a trend truly is something that's very time sensitive. Like, a trend is something that's going to, it could last hours, it could last a few days, maybe a few weeks. And those tend to be like very, very specific styles of content, like very specific styles of content, maybe even using a specific sound or a story arc or whatever. I'm not talking about that. This is a strategy that businesses can utilize to drive free and organic traffic to their products and services, and it's working. And right now, Reels or Instagram as a whole, Meta versus TikTok, if we were just to compare those two companies, there was a period in time where those two companies were trying to compete to do the same thing. I don't know if the top people in these companies had a standoff and they decided, here's how we're going to divide and like do things separately. But there has been a large division and it is changing the type of content. So it is not a copy paste. I think Reels originally was like the watered down, not as good version of what TikTok was. Now, Reels have developed their own ecosystem and TikTok is moving to long form video. They went from, you know, under a minute pieces of content to now they're really pushing content up to 10 minutes long. And they're even moving to horizontal video. And I think they're going to try to compete with YouTube with the entire plan of putting paid advertising in the middle of videos, much like the way YouTube does, because they're having advertising problem in that people are so aware of what ads look like on their TikTok feed that they're just scrolling right past them. So instead, they want to suck you in to a long video. You get 5 minutes in and you're like, I really want to finish the video. Okay, well, now we're going to show you an ad and you'll be forced to watch it. Whether that means they ultimately decide to come out with a paid version so you can avoid ads or not, we'll see. But Instagram is making very different choices, very different choices, which is good for small business owners because it means there's different opportunities for different people. You can find the thing that you want to do and the way you want to show up. And if long form video is something you're interested in, I would be paying attention to YouTube and TikTok. But if you enjoy writing, which I know this is going to sound wild, but if you enjoy writing, Reels is a huge opportunity because they are really preferencing short form video and you don't necessarily have to talk in that video at all. It can all be words on the screen, either in the caption or on the video itself. Like, it's just made for a different type of creator. It just is. And so I am really, really excited about this division and how it's specifically kind of changing the game. So to give you a little bit more details, and then specifically, I want to give you like the nitty gritty of how to do this yourself. I want to talk about some of the side effects that I wasn't anticipating. So sure, my goal was to utilize Instagram to drive free and organic traffic. We've established that. What I didn't anticipate was that the visibility would bring up other areas of my business along with it. And so in the same time frame, not necessarily because of Instagram, but because the buzz that Instagram created, I landed 3 brand deals. I got dozens of new podcast sponsors. I was invited as a guest on other podcasts. I had an interview with CNBC, and I've had an opportunity to film for a TV show that's airing this spring. Wild. And I'm not saying all of those things were directly related to Instagram. I don't think they were. I think they have a lot to do with the notoriety that I've built in this industry and the other things I'm doing too. But the visibility specifically amplified the reputation I already had. And if you can amplify a solid reputation that you already have, like, why wouldn't you be doing that? Why wouldn't you be putting energy there? Now, as much as this is like a strategy for how to format and how to post and like algorithmically how to get all of these things to work together, like while there is all of those things, it is also mindset and attitude and the energy you put into it. And while I don't spend a ton of time talking about those things, I do want to be very clear that I showed up in a way that was positive. And like, I was excited to be posting. I was excited to be sharing. I was looking forward to impacting this community and growing this community and being there for this community. And I think all of those things, like, were clear in the content I was producing. Like, that energy went through to the other side and people could feel it. And I think often when we get in a rut, we will just do things, even things we've always done. Like, oof, I was reading this thread yesterday on Facebook of someone who was really frustrated, very frustrated with a launch. And she was talking about how she had a sales page that historically had converted well. And, you know, she was replicating this launch she had done multiple times before. And she was getting 20% of the results. She hadn't even earned back half of the ad spend that she had put into this. And the comments were just riddled with people that were like, this happened to me. I'm also in the same place. Like, all of this stuff. And, like, I get it. I don't want to say I don't. Like, I get it. I was there. I felt those same things. And we're at this point in business where we don't get to just do the same things we've always done. And we're not going to keep getting the same results we've always gotten. Like, we have to evolve. We have to do new things. We have to be open to doing those new things. And we have to show up with a positive attitude, excited to do those new things. Otherwise, shrinking or shutting down may be the only option left on the table for some of these people. And I don't want that for you. I want you to feel good at work. I want you to feel excited about the work you're doing. I want you to be surprised every day with something positive and new that's coming into your world because of the energy you're putting out. Like, I want opportunities for you. And I can tell you wholeheartedly that, like, a huge part of this comes with believing in what you're selling, knowing that it has value, and being clear on why it matters to you and being able to articulate that back. But it also means having fun. It also means enjoying your life and your business and sharing those things. And the things I didn't anticipate from focusing on monetizing Instagram was it didn't just improve my attitude or how I felt about marketing or how I felt about the direction of the company. Like, my entire team's morale is up. My students are getting better results. The amount of people just excited in my community is up. And, like, that's an environment that you want to create. You want to create that infectious excitement and give it to people. And I am just so stoked for everything this has done. And ultimately, it's really inspired me. I could wait until my account's at 200,000 followers and I had made all of this money and, like, seen all of this success. But, like, this is too good. This is too easy to not share. Like, I want you to ride this wave with me. I don't want to ride it for the next year and a half and then share how to do it. Like, that doesn't seem fair to you. And, like, that's not how I want to show up. I want to be very clear on what's working right now and give you the freaking roadmap and talk about it. Because I have a unique perspective to this that a lot of you aren't going to have access to, which is why I've created a brand new program. I started at the beginning of the year teaching Digital Product Jumpstart. I launched that in January with the intention of really showing people how to create a no-brainer digital product that is aligned with your target audience and brings the right people to you so that you can get paid to bring in qualified leads. What I'm talking about now is taking that a step further. So if you haven't done that first, like, I definitely recommend going through that program. You can find out more at creativetemplateshop.com/jumpstart. But if you already have a digital product, or you already have a course, or you already have a lead magnet, and you want to market it on Instagram and actually monetize it, like not just talk about it, but like get real traffic to your real sales page and have people actually check out, that's what this new program is all about. And this isn't about viral views or getting a ton of followers. Like I said, I have less than 5,000 followers. But if I have less than 5,000 followers and did almost 20 grand in sales in less than 6 weeks, like, you best believe you should be paying attention. Like, what? I want this for you. You don't need to have a reel pop off and be seen by a million people. Some of my reels are only seen by 500 people. Some of my reels are seen by 10 or 20,000, but nothing has been viral to get these results. You want the right people seeing, engaging, and ultimately purchasing from you. And these are the strategies that are working right now. So if you want to find out more and you want me to walk you through this step by step by step, like with actual scripts, with actual plans, with things that you can implement immediately, go to creativetemplateshop.com/reels. And not only are you going to get access to everything that's in this brand new program, but you are going to get access to a community. And you're going to be able to ask questions, get my personal feedback on stuff. Like, this is insane. Like, it's so good. Honestly, if you got one sale because of this, it would pay for itself. So creativetemplateshop.com/reels. For those of you who don't know how to spell it, it's R-E-E-L-S. creativetemplateshop.com/reels. Go check it out. Seriously, sign up. I cannot wait to see you inside. 2024 is going to be wild, and I can't wait to take you with me.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.